Thursday. You may recall in the Gilyonos of the Chazon Ish, he criticized Reb Chaim's piece, Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, on the grounds that once a woman has a shichrur, she's been emancipated by her master, even if there's been no tevila, the principle of kodesh, which is the violation of living with a eved or a shichrur, no longer applies. And I explained to you that the Chazon Ish's point was completely correct, according to the opinion of Unkelus. Unkelus says that kodesh and kadesha refers to someone, what I called in my language, exploitation, where a person is in a position where it's difficult to refuse the advances of the odon, whether male or female. And that's why the Talmidim were a little bit confounded when it comes to Kodesh and Kadesha. Kodesh is the male and Kadesha is the female. So Ta'agam Unkelus says that Kodesh refers to I think we should read it one more time just to make sure that you get the point. Is it Chumash? Yes, here it is. Just to see, because this is what happened on Thursday. It was a bit of a, ooh, what? Is that true? So read it again. Osiya Kadesha Mibnos Yisrael. Tag Amunklis. Lote Itza Mibnas Yisrael Legvar Evid. So the Isa Kadesha is by an Evid. Kodesh by a Shifcha. What? So we explained that it's the Jewish member of the union that is exploring the other one who's a non Jew. Say no? So it's counterintuitive in terms of what's Kodesh and what's Kadesha if you look carefully in Unkelus. And what the Chazon Ish is saying, that once it's been a Shichrur and there's an emancipation on a practical level, it's irrelevant that there's been no Tvila. That's Isa Veheter. But once the person's outside the we call the clutches of the master, the exploitation is no longer possible, and therefore he doesn't understand. Again, based on what he said according to Reb Chaim, it should be this way. He has a kasha, and I explained to you that there's no kasha because the Rambam has a completely different approach over here. He uses kadesha for a totally different thing. What's a kadesh is a problem according to the Rambam, not for now. Oh. But I wanted to show you a number of one particularly compelling source, which indicates that according to Targum Unkelus, which is the pervasive view, Rambam is a yochid, that the prohibition is related to practicality and not necessarily to halachic status as such. Take a look, if you will, in the Tosfos HaRosh. You all have in the back, Tosfos HaRosh. It's on page Ayin Gimel. If the Rosh is going on that Ayin Tes, we're talking about the Nesinim. I'm going to read to you a brief excerpt. It's in the Tosfos HaRosh. Here in the top right is a lengthy piece about the Nesinim. And it has two columns. The last three lines of the first column, Venir Lefarish, the David Gozer Aleim Avdus. Umistoma gozer aleim shnami shlo yischatnu b'hem. De'ein nochon shiyu kavodim v'yischatnu b'yisrael. The word b'yisrael is the first word on the second column here in the Tosfos HaRosh on this page. Umikomakom din avodim hamiyuchodim ladoneim ein lohem shiyehei b'em lav lo yiyah kodesh. Look at this. They have a status of avdus, but there's no Lo'iyah Kodesh. Why not? The answer is they have no particular Adam. They're Avodim of Klal Yisrael. Chol Tveitzim and Shoah V'mayim. But they don't belong to any particular Adam, so no one could take advantage of them. So therefore, if they have a relationship with a male or female on the other side who is Jewish, it's not viewed as exploitation. This is a direct contrast to something which is suggested in the Maharam Shik, which is but it's in confirmation of our Tosis. Tosis of Tezayim and Beis, this you may recall from way back, this is the sugi we learned in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. I also remember that far back. What Tosfos says is follows over here, Naftes Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos says
as follows. V'im Toma, Tosis Kosova, the last five lines. Bishlama me eved have mamzer de be eved ikolav. What's the lav of an eved? Lo siya kadesh, Reb Nosi Yisro. Ela me akul mamai have mamzer. Bezin shel shem gozru. Umidoraisa bias heteri. Comes along the Maram Shik and says, no, it's not true. Midoraisa, the same Easter of Kadesha, applies to a goy. But, you know, when you start with the Rishon, you usually can't win. Tosis is more authoritative. Why didn't Tosis accept the Maram Shik? For my reason. Because if it's an Eved situation, that's called exploitation. If it's Stava, a non-Jewish person, so they're on equal footing. No one's forcing anybody into anything. And therefore, it's not a violation of Kodesh and Kodesh. This would also answer a question that Rabbi Chanan asked in Kovet Shurim and Ksuba Simon Pei on the Tosis HaRosh that we just saw. He wants to know, the same thing Tosis more or less as Ksubas, what's the Havamina as an Easter of Kodesh and Kodesh when it comes to Nesinim? They're Gerim. They're Gerim. They have a full status of Yisrael, the Chayim, and Tayag Mitzvahs. It's the Havamina, ask Rabbi Chanan, because Rabbi Chanan is working with the assumption that it's a matter of legal status. But the way we said it's Mishav, the Havamina is legal status, not the Koveya when it comes to this particular issue of Kadeshus. It's what I call exploitation. And therefore, you would have thought, since God, Dover, Gozer, Aleim, Avdus, I don't care the status of a Ger, Gomer, Chayim, and Tayag Mitzvahs. There might still be an issue of Kadeshus. And the only reason why there's not is because Ein Odon Miyuchad. Follow me? That's just a completion of the train of thought that we had at the end of the year on Thursday when we were discussing about the Yisrael of Kodesh and Kadesh. Adka. Having said this, Rabbi Ose, we have to turn our attention to the Sugya of Eved, which is going to lead us in, whenever we have a chance to get there, to the Sugya of Ger Kotel and Mashbil and also Al Das Bez. Okay. Fine. The Ramban, as we've already started to see on Thursday, has what to say on this sugya. And the Ramban is trying to prove that the Tosfos Achronos that we saw quoted in the Mugei Yosef on Thursday that said that the tevila of an Eved to become a full Jew is midrabbanan. Is midrabbanan. He brings an interesting riot to try to demonstrate this fact. That this tevila, clear in the Gemara, you require a tevila, but it's only required midrabbanan. Midoraisa, you don't need it. This is what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says. The Rambam disagrees, as we mentioned earlier. So how does he prove that it is midrabbanan? A good question. Take a look over here. He says, you know what? Had him. Came in the tefillah zoom with the Rabbanu B'Yalmahi. Lo etrichu olav letzar ulesake en atzbo b'mila. Tosis proves that from the fact that you don't need mila, that the tevila is the rabbanon, because if the tevila would be the raisa, you should require mila as well. We know what the formula is: mila and tevila. I did a mila. I thought it was dambris. This is what the Ramban quotes from Tosfos. If you recall, the Ramban himself said no. Kol animo lemitzvos in a matav dam, like isha, like the levim. Right, that's the Ramban's own teret. But he quotes Tosfos as saying, oh. You see from the fact that you don't need to tell us that risk that the entire enterprise of Mila Tvila is the Rabbanon, and Tvila is required, and Mila is not, because it's a tzar. Interesting. Fascinating. According to this, Rabbi Osai, if you had an Eved Oril, who never had a bris Mila, which he's supposed to have, but he never had, so you would require a Mila and Tvila over here. So would appear. Okay. So now we have, back here in the Gemara, on Mem Zayin and Beis, is a Rashi. We saw it a little bit on Thursday. Let's review it briefly. Rashi says over here on the last line of Mem Zayin Beis, Kol for l'shem umatvilu l'shem shivchus, to call tvilos avodim al korchani. Whenever you are matbil an eved, it's always against his will. So here too is no exception. Is no exception. Of course, the question becomes, well, why must you force him? And what can you force him to do? Right. So you can force him, put him under the water. This you can do, make him an eved. But you know, he says, I'm not going to do any mitzvahs. What are you going to do with him? It's hard to force somebody to perform mitzvahs. It's very difficult. How do you force someone to do that? It's almost impossible. Right? It's interesting that there may be, however, a requirement for his accepting upon himself the mitzvahs, which, if you take a look in the Rif, you will see it. I've also take a look on the Rif, if you don't mind. Please turn. The Rif talks about this. Remember, we're having a kind of a two-step over here. Instead of going straight from being a goy to being a Yisrael, there's a way station when you become an Eved. And what happens after that is interesting. So the Rif again quotes the entire Gemara over here. In my print, he quotes the whole sugya on page Memhei. On page Mem Vav, he says, we had the famous Gemara Echad Gev Echad Ever Meshuch, or the riff of the top of page Mem Vav here. Asker of Popol in a Tvila. You have to have a Tvila. You know this. Aval Lekabel Eno Tzarech. You know why? Dikfar Kibel Alei Meikara. The Tanya, Echad Gev Echad Lekuach Mina Ovechachavim Tzarech Lekabel. Ho Lekuach Mi Yisrael. Eino tzorach lekabel. Why? Already it was mekabel a long time ago. Alright? This is what the Rif says. The Rif's opinion, Rabbi Osai, is echoed in the Rambam. The Rambam, you do have, if you turn to the Ein Mishpat Hamole on page Yud Dalet. It's Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Tes. Ha'ever ha'nilgach men ha'goyim. Ein omrim lo mara'isa shabasa. El omrim lo ritzoncha shetikonis aklal abde Yisrael v'tiyem en aksherim alo. Im rotza, he says, yes, modiyin lo ikre hados u'miktas mitzvahs kalas v'chamurus v'onshan u'scharan k'moshu modiyin as ager u'matbilin also k'ger u'modiyin also k'shu v'mayin v'im lo rotza l'kabel l'galgal olav k'l shnei masachodesh u'morcho l'goyin. Also, the Kaima Yosef Arkane, the Gemara. Vim his nola vitchila shlo yomel v'lo yitpol ela ye ger toshav mutla the Kaima v'avduso shu ger toshav. V'ein mekaimet evet kazeh ela bizman hayovim. So what do you see clear over here? That there has to be a Kabbalah at the time that he becomes an evet. And therefore, as the Rif said, if he becomes a member, a full member of Klal Yisrael, there's no need for an additional Kabbalah. Rabbi Osei, with me so far? No need for an additional Kabbalah. Good. Now, Rabbi Osei, isn't this Rif and Rambam against what we saw in Rashi? Rashi said that whenever you make an Eved, it's always going to be Bal Korcho. Whereas the Rif and the Rambam said, no, you'd only become an Eved if you're Mekabel the Mitzvahs. So the answer to this question seems to be a stira, maybe the Amachlokas HaTanoim. Right, take a look over here, Rabbi Osei, on that Mem Zayin Amud Beis. It's Chazar again. Ho Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, ho Rabbonim. Okay, because the Gemara said over here, Eved Meshuchar Ein Tzorach LeKabel, whereas originally we thought yeah, it's Tzorach LeKabel. So how do you resolve it? It's Machlokas HaTanoim. Okay, the Tanakama says you have to be Mekabel at one point or other. And Shimon ben Elazar says no. So Kumitza Machlokas HaTanoim. So the Ritva talks about this over here on our daf. I'd like to share with you some of the insights of the footnotes. Here we go. This is one of the unusual pages that's all footnotes and no ritva. I usually have at least a little ritva on top. This page, Shin Lamed Hei and Vav, there's nothing, just a long footnote. Yes?
So how could it be on the first time? Rashi is explaining within Rabbanan, isn't he?
Let's take a look.
He says,
Kofa u'matbir l'shem shifchus. The word Kofa is found in the last line of the Gemara, which is Rav Shimon ben Elazar speaking. Alright, I think so. Let me read you the words of the Ritva. The words are important before we get to the footnotes. Rav Shimon ben Elazar has Kofa, fine. Pirish, I mean what he says. For lo hitzrich ha-kosuf kol ha-masem ha-heim. What masem ha-heim? By Fas Toa, right? El lemi she'eino rotza lahatvu l'shemavdus klal. V'hod dekama she'kofo matbil l'shemavdus. Says the Ritva. Hod dekule almohu. What do you mean the kuli alma? Even Rabbanan agree. B'chol eved shukhanui kinyan haguf. Very important to understand what kinyan haguf is, as opposed to a kinyan, to use the words of Chazal, a kinyan peiris, a kinyan lemasi yadayim, which is not so strong. We'll see soon. V'chenama v'pirkad Rabbi Eliezer, ho avodim nimolim b'rtsonim v'shalo b'rtsonim, u de kuli alma en yochol l'shachero l'gayero l'shem geirus, B'tchila b'al-karcha. You can't make someone a ger against his will. Lo nechlu ela b'shichur achar avdus. Okay. Rav Shimon says yes. Rabbanan say no. Vasikna. Tafilu l'rabbanan matpilin l'shichur achar avdus b'al-karcha. Basar d'shayach v'hurgal b'mitzvus. If Fas Toa didn't do any mitzvahs, but if someone does do mitzvahs, then there can be this two-step. It seems to be both Bal Karcho. So says the Ritva. Let's analyze a little bit what he says in the bottom, which is all important. So the words Dekulei Alma means not only Rashi ben Elazar, but even Rabbanan. Whenever it's Koni Kinyan Aguf, what's he coming to exclude, Rav Osai? He's coming to exclude the Gemara, Rav Osai, Alef Mem Vavam and Aleph. Turn back to Mem Vavam and Aleph. On Mem Vavam and Aleph, it says, we should really see it in the last few lines of Mem Vahemid Beis. Halokech Evan Men Ove Kachavim V'Kodna V'Tovol L'Shem Ben Chorin. A wise guy. He went to the mikvah L'Shem Ben Chorin. Konasim Ben Chorin. My timer, Mem Vavam and Aleph. Ovek Okhovim Gufo Lo Konile. What do you mean Lo Konile? What does that mean? What do you mean Lo Konile? You cannot have an absolute kinyan in him. Why do you not have an absolute kinyan in him? So Rashi says, look in the Gemara later on. O Akam Lo Kono Lo Gufo Shozem Etchila Kedama Lo Kamon Vlohem Konim Zemi Zeh. Goy cannot be Kona Goy completely, as the Gemara puts it over here on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph at the end of the narrow lines. What does it say? Atem konim mehem, v'lohem konim mikem, v'lohem konim zeh mizeh. There it is. You can acquire a guy completely, but a guy can't acquire another guy completely, but only what? L'maisei yadav. Only acquire him l'maisei yadav. That's what it says in the Gemara in the last line. L'maisei yadav. And Akam can, okay, that you can be Conan. So how can you knock it out? That means all I have is a shibud on him. He's meshumud to me for my siyadav. And it's a famous rule. You may have learned elsewhere in Shas. Amar Rava, hektish v'chomas v'shichur mafkim v'dei shibud. So he's able to get out of the shibud by going to the mikvah of Ben Chorin. Okay? That's the case. The Ritva doesn't say that. We're not discussing that kind of a case. The lashon of the Ritva over here is, again, the kuli amahu b'chol eved shukoni kinyan aguf. Whenever the kinyan aguf, then and only then do we say that everybody agrees. Kulam is not only Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but even the Rabbanan agree that there can be this kind of a two-step which is going to create a geiris in effect, Bal Korcho. Now, take a look, if you will, in the Nebuka Yosef on page Mem Dalet. Something quite remarkable. Mem Dalet. There's a discussion over here. We just saw the idea that you cannot, it's on this Gemara, you're not Kohen completely. Okay? Okay. And then it says, Rebbe Osai, and let's read the entire citation on the column 1 of page Mem Dalet. The cost of Luzal, parentheses, the Ritva, is the first narrow line in our print on the right side. The Kevin, the Kohen Kinyan Gufe, Tzoraget O Kesef. For those sagale be mechila, kamein harashor litbol ala kedin eved yisrael bidaita, because the kinyan aguf. V'wadin in lochum in ha'akum, shal lochum be melchoma, v'chi agavna over kachovim kona afilu yisrael. War! A goy can even be kona yisrael, kavachom he can be kona a goy, and he can be a complete kinyan aguf. It's not a commercial idea, it's a conquest idea. V'kosh get over kachovim, a goy can conquer another goy, as it says in Mesef Legit and Lamed Ches. They used to have Arab servants. Why? Because you don't have a Kenyan Aguf. If it's you don't know, it's a suffix. That's what he says over here. We don't have a Avodim, I just want to give you a little bit of a background. But next, the Tokfo B'mayim, Rashi says, whatever is bold is from Rashi. Shemad Bilo L'shem Yadus Le'avdus Tzorach Shiyat Kefena B'mayim Losis Olav Ol Malocha B'mayim. While he's in the water, he's under your thumb. Kedei L'shatia Nires Ketfilas Avdus Shafilo Amahu L'shem Ben Chorim Lo'yia Mamash Ben Varav Kosfuz out. Uvetfilas Eved Ein a Rav Mevarach Ala Tfila Kemosh Kotzav Rav Abal Tzaloni Eloha Eben Mavarech, Shahu Osa Mitzvah, and Nichlas Tachas Kanfe Ashkina, the Shayach with Mitzvah's Kenoshim, who could have caused the river on Banza. So Machloikas, who makes the Bruch? Can you imagine that? According to one opinion, the other makes the Bruch. No, it's not true. The Eved makes the Bruch because he's doing the Mitzvah. He is coming into Klal Yisrael. That's very, very nice. That works out very, very nicely. However, the question becomes, what happens if he doesn't want it? If it happens, Bal Korcho. So when this din, this is quoted Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. This din, who makes the bracha? There's a whole long simon, much, much longer than the simon on Geir, which is very short, Reish Samach Ches. There's a much longer simon called Reish Samach Zayin on Echaz Avod, which we're not going to learn. We don't have Avodim nowadays. I told you already a few times. But some things here are relevant to us. For example, the din over here is quoted that a lengthy piece in the Bir Hagra in Sivkot Yud, the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'ha'ed Ramo, V'ha'eved Mevarach Al HaTvila, V'lo Ha'odom, quotes in Muka Yosef, says the Gra, Kevan de Midaito Dafka. Ah, like the Rambam and the Rif, they have to be Mekabel. So it's Midaito. He gets mitzvah points for becoming a Jew's chayv in 600 and something mitzvahs. I don't know, maybe 500 and something. He's not putting for the mitzvah of Isha. For at least 500 mitzvahs he's chayv in. So for this he deserves mitzvah points. He makes a brach. What are you going to do according to the Ritva, Paskin earlier? No. Kuli Amo will agree in some limited cases that you can be matbo the goy bal korcho if you have a kinyan aguf. In this kind of a case, he doesn't even have to agree. So how can he make a bracha? That's the question which the Mefarshim ask. How can you make a bracha? Yeah. Interestingly, the Ritva holds like Rashi, and he can be megayer in effect against his will, and he still says that the Eved makes a bracha, and the Meiri says, I have a pshara. You only make a bracha if you agree to become an Eved on your own with all these 500 something mitzvahs. implying that there is a bear out there, which is a simple read of the put two ritvahs together, that even if he's forced to, he could still make a bracha. That's very hard to understand. This is a question which is raised again on the bottom of the ritva. It's a good question. What about a yafas toar? A yafas toar, Rabosai, the Jewish soldier, quote unquote, acquires this yafas toar in Nilchama, and therefore there is a kinyan haguf. We matbel her bal karcha. However, the question becomes, does everyone agree to this? We saw the riff in the Rambam seem to say that no, you can never force someone to become a ger. Never. So how do they explain your fast Torah? So I'll read you the lashon of the Rambam. I'm not sure if you have it here in the Amish, but Hamole, I don't think so, but let me just look for a minute. Hilchas Avodim. Here we are. Nope, just missed it. Okay. It's Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, and we have Gimel and Vav, we don't have Dalet. Let me read you from the Rambam directly, who describes a little bit about this. Perek Tes. Melech Goy. She'asa nulchama v'hevi shivya u'mechara. It's k'nina guf. Okay? So you have a status of Eved Kanani. But you get an impression from the Rambam that there cannot be anything happening Bal Karach. Okay. Which makes sense, because the Rambam and the Rif, we said over here, says, what do you mean? There was a Kabbalah at the outset. So you don't need a new Kabbalah? That's a question. It's interesting. One of the Rishonim here is called Rabbi Avraham Minahor from Provence. Had a parish in the whole of Masechta Yevamos. Here on that Mem Chesam and Aleph, he says like this. He says, you have a kinyan haguf lemamon b'tfila bal karcha without kabbalas mitzvahs, but you don't have what we'll call in our language a kinyan iser for isurim and for mitzvahs, which is an interesting compromise. On the monetary end, since you have absolute bialim, you can make him an eved on monetary matters completely. He's now your eved completely under your thumb. But on the other hand, for mitzvahs, you cannot do without a Kabbalah Simmons. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Oh. Now, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, we said, in two steps, you make a guy a ger against his will. First you make him an Eved against his will, and then you make him a Yisrael against his will. So I saw in the Sefer Makor Yisrael that Rabbi Amsalem has, quoted somebody, I don't remember exactly now who, was still long. I read. Somebody there, you can't even search that thing, but somebody there said that I have a solution to the Gerus problem. An easy solution. Make him into an Evet. Against his will. You know, a couple of mitzvahs. Then free him against his will. And poof, he's the Yisro without a couple of mitzvahs. What an easy way to get around the halacha, a loophole. Now, if you think, Rabosai, that only a lunatic would say this, I can say because I have no idea who said it, and that's saying Makor Yisrael. I would never use such a term if I knew who I was talking about. That you might think, what, is this crazy? We shall see, those of you may have seen already, Rav Moshe has something similar. The Gadol Hador. But he says it about a Ger Kot, not about a Ger Gadol. That's a big difference. We'll come to that as we go through the Maamar Kamos when it comes to the Sugya of Ger Kot. But that's what the suggestion is made. The problem is, according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's impossible. We pass like the Rabbanon, that it's only true of Hurugal B'mitzvahs, and if there's not Hurugal B'mitzvahs, you're going to need a Kabbalah Midaraisa in the time of the Shichur. So the Mefarshim Eskakasha, again here on the bottom, how can it be, if the Tevila is the Rabbanon, neither Kabbalah nor Doraisa? How can that be? That's one question he asks. The second question he asks, based on his, I think, misunderstanding, that according to the Ritva, you don't need Kabbalah Samitis Likuva. You remember where you got it from? Ritva Ksubas Yud Aleph. With the again, I think that's incorrect, as we spoke about a while ago. Not doing it Hodor and Kabbalah, not going to get there again. Shulchan Aruch, as I said before, Paskin Salocha Lamaisa in Simon Reish Samachzim, Sayin. Again, we're not learning Hilchos Avodim, we don't really have Avodim, but again, if you can make a suggestion of this other Sefer or of Moshe, you have to know what you can do and what you can't do. The Mechaba Paskins over here, in Simon Reish Samach Zayin Rabosai, Sif Gimel. Where's it taken from? Lashon Rambam, Perek Yudal Nuchos Yisturibia, Halacha Tes. I think we read that already. Didn't we read that before? Yes, we read it. We just read it before. We just read it a few minutes ago in our Ein Mishpat Hamolek. Ha'eved, Hanilkach Me'akam, Omer Lo, Ritzomcha, Shetikonis, Klal Avdi Yisrael, V'tia Me'akshem, Olo, Imrotz, Modin, Lo, Ikwi, Adas, Maktas, Mitzis, Kalas, Tischamurus, V'anshon, Tischoran, Kemosh, Modin, Es Ager, Matbil, Nosuk, Ager, Modin, Nosuk, Shugat, Ma'im. And that's where the Ramo writes that the Eved makes the bracha. Sif, hey, Imol es avdo vid bilo bal korcho l'shem avdus lo osa klum. Zero. Pasuk the riff from the Rambam against the Ritva. The Ritva is at least in the case of we have kinyan aguf that you can create the status of avdus against his will. As a matter of fact, this is in the side. V'yesh post the shach yud aleph the havet tvila v'avesiv liel simen kufcha avdala sifkot vov. Who knows what's in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet? We have a Bekias in the Aridea. The laws of Yayin Nesech. That's what we're talking about. The laws of Yayin Nesech are affected by whether the person is a Goy Gomer or then has an Eved. It's Chayim Mitzvah. So it wouldn't make a Yayin Nesech. So it comes to Malach Alamaisa. Okay? So it's a Machlokas Apost. We saw the Ritva and many others say you can do a Tevila Bal Karcho. Everyone agrees, Rabban agrees, Rav Shimon Elazar in these kinds of cases. And the Rambam and the Riff say no. So the Mechaba passes the Riff from the Rambam, as usual. And the Shach quotes an opposing view. Okay, so it's a machlok, it's halacha lemaisa. The Ramo's Lashon here in Sifei is problematic. The Ramo writes over here, Miu im osan eretzono v'nohag mitzvah shel eved Yochol l'shachero achakach bal koch. And he pins the blame on the tour. He says the tour holds this way. The tour holds this way. Okay? The question, of course, becomes, and again, this is also asked by the footnotes on the Ritva. He doesn't understand. If you require to be Mekabel, right? The Mekabel passes, you have to have a Kabbalah. Who cares? Noag b'mitzvah shel eved, olo noag b'mitzvah shel eved. It's a difference. If it was already mekabel the first time around, right? Who needs it should be knowing? Not only that, what do you mean? Yochol l'shachero achakach bal karcho. Everyone agrees you can have shikru bal karcho. The question is only can you have the status of an eved in the first place bal karcho. So I want to give the terrorists to answer these questions of the Rav Yaffan Zal on the foot on the Ritva as follows. If Rabosai, listen carefully please, lo noag b'mitzvah shel eved, it means the original Kabbalah was nothing. Rabosai, I'm sounding like Rabbi Sherman. That if the person did nothing, that the original Kabbalah was nothing. He of course said it in the context of a full-fledged ger. But perhaps it's even true in the context of an Eved. What did he say? In v'noag b'mitzvah shel Eved. What do you mean? Referring to a case, presumably, where there was a Kabbalah. So the answer is that even though there was a Kabbalah, if he didn't do anything, it's nothing. The Kabbalah is nothing. And if the Kabbalah is nothing, you can't be Meshacher either, Bal Korcho. Because the Rambam said the only reason, we saw it in the Rif and we saw it in the show earlier, that the only reason why there's no need to have a subsequent Kabbalah b'shas shechrer, because it was an earlier Kabbalah when he became an Eved in the first place. But in this case, there was no Kabbalah. The Kabbalah was meaningless. That's why I wanted to answer these questions. Comes along to save a Zera Yisrael by Rabbi Amsalem and tries to prove from this din that you do not require a Kabbalah of all mitzvahs of Torah. A couple of mitzvahs. What's his raya? From an Eved. The Rambam says there's no need for an additional Kabbalah when he's Meshach. I'll read it from the Shulchan Aruch. It passes this way. Resh Samach Zayin Sif Zayin. Rabbi Osai. It's taken from the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis in the Pesach Yisrabiya Halacha Yud Gimel. So it says on the side. Sheyishtachrer ha'eved tzorach tvila achakach b'fnei shlosha v'yein tzorach lekabel olav mitzvahs ulehodiyo ikari adas. Why don't you require it at that point in time? Shekfer hodiyu kshetov l'shem avdos. Frek of Amsalam, wait a minute. He wasn't the kabel in mitzvahs of an isha. See, from here, you don't have to mekabel all the mitzvahs. That's his right. What do you think about this raya? We call Rabbi Yitzchaki. See what he says about this raya. I think it's no raya. Rabbi Yitzchaki went through the same. I had so many times where he's quoting half sentences. I just looked at it a little bit. This Rabbi David Yitzchaki did a job, and he went from the straight from cover to cover, and he pointed out, who knows, thousands? Hundreds? Thousands? A place where he was quoting half quotations and not accurate quotations. He told me to take out the time to do a job like this. You know, a real polemicist, which I am not. I'm busy with other things. But he did a job for us. Okay? I myself saw a few things that we saw ourselves. According to Rav Jolti, left at the second half of the sentence. That I showed you on Thursday or Wednesday. It's just one example. There are many such examples. Now, so I thought, no, Rav Osai. He's mekabel everything. Yes, right now, gentlemen. Right now, since his status is status of an Eved, he's putter for mitzvah saseh, shazman gerama. But he knows full well that he can end up being a full Yisrael. His other can be Meshachar him from this point on, Bal Korcho. And he will accept whatever he's required to do. Right now it's 613 minus Zman Gromas. And later on, it could be more. I found this Rabosa in Beferish. Beferish. In Reb Chaim, of all sources. I don't know, Reb Chaim is not a Posek. But Reb Chaim says in that same piece that we read from on Thursday, you look at the Dibur Maskil V'Yesod, it's on my desk. Chaim says that you have to tell him when you're Megayel Hashem Eved, all the mitzvahs which will apply to him, even those which will apply when he becomes a Ben Chor. So there. Okay. Fine. So Rabbi Osai, just to chazer again briefly, the dinim of Eved relate to us only because we have areas which it applies to Ger Katan. I'm going to go into Ger Katan in one more minute. I just want to say one more thing. We have a Gemara Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. This is going to run. We're ready. We're poised to enter the Sugya of Ger Katan. Just one more thing. It's not going to take long. Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Maskev l'Rav Papa. This is what we said before. Our Papa's Askanim. Eimo d'shamad l'Rabbanu b'yafas toar t'lo shaycha b'mitzvahs. Avol eved d'shaych b'mitzvahs hachinami d'afil l'Rabbanu modu. Okay? What does that mean? That lokeach men akam tzorach l'kabel. So once there's a Kabbalah, this is what the Rambam is pastoring. Once there's a Kabbalah, there's no need for an additional Kabbalah at the time of the Shechur. However, Yafas Toar, to use the expression of the Gemara, Lo Shaycha B'mitzvahs. Right? There never was a Kabbalah of mitzvahs. Lo Shaycha B'mitzvahs. Not only that, Reb Osai, not only was there no Kabbalah of mitzvahs, but the Ritva takes it a step further. Again, a very important Ritva. And the Ritva makes the following statement. B'Yafas Toar, Lo Shaycha B'mitzvahs, Pirish, Shelo Hurgul Abahem, Ki chaza v'shichur ol yalter. He's not interested in having to be a bas kornis immediately. Avol eved is shayach v'hurgal b'mitzvus Hashem shavodim chayovim afilu rabbanon modu. Again, you get an impression that the rabbanon are being mode. He's saying now, not just you can do a quick two-step, dunk once, dunk twice, you know, boom, boom, and you become Jewish, even if it's completely against your will. He seems to be saying it only applies in a case of what? Where hurgalu b'mitzvus, shayach v'hurgal b'mitzvus Hashem, shavodim chayovim. Then rabbanon modu. Otherwise, not. That's the impression that's conveyed over here. Says footnote 278, the Ritva is a liberal. The Ramban disagrees. He quotes over here, Rebbe Ramban, the after Hurgal b'mitzvus b'kfiyah moil the b'shichur and tzorach l'kabel. Yes, you can do a two-step, but not just two dunkings. There has to be an intervening Hurgal b'mitzvus, even if the Hurgal b'mitzvus happens against the person's will. How exactly you do this? Maybe with a whip. You know, the poor guy has always a whip. You know, put on tzitzis. Bench. Say Krishma. Oh, Krishna Potter. Mrs. Sessions Van Grom. Okay. So, but you know, bang, you know. That's what the Ramban does say. It's quoted accurately. I have a different print of Ramban. I have the Ramban in the black version, which is a superior version. That's where I saw it. Let's see if I can find it over here in this edition. Very long piece. Yes. It's if you have the green edition, it's page Nun Gimel, column 2, first new paragraph, towards the end. He says as follows. Rashi says the divrei kulam called tfilas avodim al karchani. So you see, you said correctly that the, you asked me about Rashi. Rashi said according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But they're interpreting Rashi, the Rashi says it applies to everybody, even the Rabbanan agree, the Divrei Kulam, okay? That's what Rashi seems to say. Ayefas Toar to Lo Shaycha b'mitzvahs. Why is Yefas Toar different? I read you the Lashon of the Ramban. Shim to Lo Kiblo Olam mitzvahs, v'lo Noga bohem. Avol ever sheshoa etzol kamayomim. Kamayomim, that's all you need is kamayomim. V'noeg olav mitzvahs hanogs be'eved, eino tzorach l'kabel. Ele mikeven shehurugal v'noeg atzim v'das Moshe v'Yehudis, or that's Moshe v'Yisrael. Bein midaito, bein shalomi daito, Yisroelu v'chaya v'mitzvahs. So Ramban has a two-step. Rabbi Osai, you have an initial Tvila without Kabbalah, but then you do mitzvahs for a few days, Rabbi Osai. Even without a Kabbalah, you don't need another Kabbalah at the end when you become Jewish. So according to the Ramban, we have resuscitated, revitalized the possibility of a two-step. Become an Eved, without Kabbalah, don't do anything. Then perform mitzvahs for a few days under the gun. Who's gone? The Bezdin's gone. The Bezdin, you want to become Jewish, you can marry a nice, pretty Jewish girl. You have no choice but to go through this system. Right? Go under the mikvah once. What's Lashon in the Ramban? Again. Kama yamin. Shah etzel kama yamin v'noga mitzvah nanogas b'evet. Who wants to venture against what kama is? Give me a number. Five sounds like it's comma, no? What would you say, Rosai? Is five comma? I think so. Is that a fair number, would you say? I'm using it for a reason. You don't have to even worry about a Shabbos. Do the Geras first thing Sunday morning. I'll keep Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll make sure I only eat kosher meat. And I'll do everything good. And, five days. Well, it's a bluff, right? Under the Eved. You find someone who's willing to be the master. And keep your 5 days and I'll watch your diet. I'll give you kosher meat. Da, 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 da. And then put you in the mikveh again on Friday. Boom! And you can go out to celebrate at McDonald's. Ah, chas v'shalom, I'm upset. but he's going to get punished for it, but that's what's going to happen. It should be Jewish. Torah, it should work. So again, I'm just letting you know, I don't think it's going to work nowadays for reasons which we'll discuss a little bit when we get to Ger Katan. But that's what, and even according to the Ritva, it says you have to do it on your own. So you'll say, listen, do it on your own. Listen, lady, oh man, you want to have a full Ger, it's going to be recognized by Rabbi Yashiv? I'll give you a simple answer. First, become an Eved. Keep the mitzvah on your own for 5 days. Kama is probably not more than five, it's often around Bad. Right? And then even if it's, I'm not going to do it, you can do it on your own. The truth is, with the record of the Ritva, I'm not sure it's going to work. I'm not sure it's going to work. Shayach for Hurlo be mitzvah Hashem Shabbat Machayavim may mean it's not a bluff. He's not. He doesn't want to do it, not because he's doing it as a front. I don't know. I'm not even sure going to the Ritva, but going to the Ramban should certainly work. So I'm just letting you know, this should work. Sounds like it works. Amazingly, Rabbi Osai, the question is going to become, what will happen if someone has a gun put to his or her head for 5 days, keeps all the mitzvahs, goes to the mikveh again, is now fully Jewish? Let me ask you a question of your ethics. Rabbi Osai, ethics, who's an ethicist here? They still have the time still has an ethicist somewhere? They still have that? Still there? He has all the, everything he says is fakirat. But I want your ethics. Gentlemen, listen carefully. You took a non-Jewish person, you forced him to convert. You put him under the water once, forced him to keep mitzvahs for 5 days, put him under a second time. He's Jewish. Okay? Now he, and this is Bisman Shebezdin Takif. Okay? Bezdin is in charge. The next day, he gets into his car and drives to McDonald's. 2 Adam warn him, don't you dare do that. He says, I don't care. He does anyway. Adam come to Bezdin and say, he deserves Skila. Michal Shabbos with Adam and Asra. Is it ethical to put him to death? I'm asking you a question for a good reason. Is it ethical to put him to death? Remember what happened over here. He never wanted to be Jewish. Took him with a gun, put him under B'toras Evet, put him under again B'toras Ben Yisrael. Says the Ramban is Jewish. And now he goes, he drives the first Shabbos, takes a car and he drives, starts the motor, drives it. They won't, don't you dare, give me Chayv Skila. I don't care. And he goes, he brings it to Bezin. Is it ethical to give him Skila, yes or no? Who thinks yes? Why?
Well, man, I don't know Ramban really holds that it was
a fake. We call that a fake. Is it ethical to put him to death? Who thinks it's not ethical to put him to death? Only two guys raising their hands? I think you should all raise your hands. Why are you afraid to espouse your innermost opinion? Do you think I'm going to be upset with you? You're right. It's unethical. And I will show you, admit to Shem, when we get to it, that how right you are. How right you are. And the Ramban agrees. Doesn't sound away from what we read over here, right? Be patient. We are now turning our attention to the world famous sugya of Ger Katan. Yes?
There a movie says that if the Ger doesn't want to do it, he shouldn't do it, right? He says about a case of he doesn't want to be imam.
Right.
So Rabbi assumes Ramban doesn't agree with that?
Right? Don't know. The Ramban, the Nebuchadnezzar is a case where the guy, where the Adon cannot force the Eved to do what he wants him to do. I don't know why not. Just take him, tie him up, like Akedah Yitzchak, which is ready yesterday. So instead of killing him, just take him to a bris milah. Why can't you do it? I'm going to say you should do it.
Well, he doesn't want to do the mitzvah.
Okay, the mitzvah. So you can, at least for a few days, you can tie him up.
Right, so.
And feed him kosher food. And say, bench. Baruch Atah. You know, give him an English, whatever it is. And say, you got a bench. And here's tzitzis. No, he's put them to my name. Put them tzitzis. It's mangarama. What else? I'm trying to think what he has to do. What does a woman have to do every day? I'm serious. It's a bench. Right? That's a din d'oraisa. What does a woman have to do in 5 days, from Sunday to Thursday? No kiddush. What does she have to do? I'm asking a question. Halacha l'maisa. On the d'oraisa level. What does a woman have to do? Besides birchas hamazon. So you don't wash, you don't do anything. As long as you don't, you just tie somebody up, don't give them any bread, leave them in a room. So by definition, what can they do already? They can't do anything wrong. They're tied up and they're in a room. And they're not required to do anything right. Hey, what's so bad? 5 days, you get what you want. Stamped by the badat. Eda charedis. Everyone has to agree with this. So we shall see soon that it sounds great. And Rav Moshe has it in a particular case, but for the bottom line, I don't think it's so advisable. Okay, Rav Moshe, let's take a look. Let's start the Sugya of Ger Kot. Now, the Sugya of Ger Kot is found in the Rif, not in the Gemara here. It's the Gemara only in Ksubis, and not Yud Aleph and Aleph, but the Rif does us a favor and quotes it over here in Masech the Yavamas. Baruch Hashem. On page Memvav, Garcinim et Perk Basulanisis, Ksubas Hafir Aleph from an Aleph. It's about halfway on the narrow lines in our print. It's Tes Zayin et Beis in the old print. Amar Avuna, Ger Kotten Mat Bilen Oso Al Das Bezdin. Why? Tischusulo, Vizochin La Odom Shalom Befonov, Vien Chavan Lo Ela Befonov. Vahod the Kaimalon, the Ovik Achav Bef Kera Nichale. So it's not good to become Jewish, says the Gemara Ksubas. Hanimili Godol, the toim tama di Isura. He's used to a dissolute life, and to retrain himself is too difficult. Aval katan schusulo. Riff loyally quotes the entire Gemara in Masech Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Riff quotes it. The Riff says as follows. The Riff says, Aval katan in contrast to an eved schusulo. Zoch lana shlob befonov, kide garcinon in ksubis. Afal gav the kaimlan. He gives the reads the Gemara. He goes and repeats it again. Very nice, very nice. We have the Gemara, Rabosai. We have the Gemara. How does this work? How does this work? How does it work? What basis? So the answer, Pasha Pshat, is the Mila is there. Done, that's a physical act. The tefillah's there. That's a physical act. What's the problem, gentlemen? What's missing? Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So what do you do with this? As a matter of fact, you may remember that the Shita Yeshana, it's on the Makoros, in Ksubas Yud Aleph says, in the Shita Mekubet says, that when do you require Kabbalah's mitzvahs? When it's possible. When it's impossible, it's not required. Which some understand to mean, it's only lechatchila, you know, you can do it if you can't, you do without it. So all the 300,000 game of the Russians, you can't know what to do without it. That's what some suggested. Okay. But before we get into the details, Rav Osai, we want to know the most practical case where this comes up, which is adopting children. That's what we have to talk about, adopting children. Does adopting children work, or does it not work? Take a look, Rabosai, in the Mordechai, Simen Mem. Simen Mem. Every word here counts. Every word counts. It's a very short Simen. A few lines. Matzasi Kosele B'Shem Rav Yom. It's page Ches in our print, the top of the second column. The Iri. Now I'm going to just read you another. A little more than two lines. Going, Sha'amar Gairuni. The cut that walked into Bez and says, Be Gaira me. The Kamashmalan. Afagav the Ain Lo Das. What do you mean Lo Das? You smart enough to come to Bez and say Gairuni. Al Pidin, presumably till 13, he has no Das. Shomalo. Why? This Chusulo. Zachalash Pafanov. He wants to do it. This is Chusvim. Avalim Ain Rotze. But if he doesn't want, ain't no ger. Gentlemen, what you said? If he doesn't want, doesn't come to Bezin and ask him to be converted, ain't no ger. He's not a ger. He's a goy. Teda. Domayrik shiad yisrael takfa aleim. Kidar minan basar hachi. We're saying that the Klal Yisrael is can do whatever it wants. V'imigdilu dafka yicholim limchos. What do you mean? If they can be moche, because otherwise they can't. Why? Because Yad Yisrael is takfalayim. We are in charge. Says the Mordechai, an amazing line. V'im kain negayer kol bnei maktanim. Talk about an argument of impossibility. If that's the case, Rabbi say, I'm going to show you on tomorrow. Tomorrow, if you can, bring in a Gemara Ksubas. Okay? If you can bring a Gemara Ksubas with a big Gemara. I don't mean big in size. I mean, with the Mepharshim in the back. Can everyone get one for tomorrow? Yes, in the base Medrash. There's somebody about the Medrash. There's somebody Gemara Ksubas. No one else learns Ksubas now. If you get a Gemara Ksubas, then we should bring one in. So we can read inside together. It'll be very helpful. So it sounds like he's saying, Lahavdil Elef Havdalos. The same as a Goyim forced baptized the Jewish children, because their hands were on top. So too, we can force Judaize all the Goyish kids, which can't be true. Why is it not true? Because they didn't come and ask. You see from here, that we'll take one non-Jewish child. One! He doesn't come and ask. We convert him. It's invalid. A straight reading of the Mordechai sounds like he's saying that all of our conversions, which come with adoptions, are invalid. That's a simple read. It's a simple read of the Mordechai. This is a frightening prospect. We all know people who were converted basically at birth when they were adopted, and we assume they're 100% Jewish, and according to the Mordechai, it sounds like they're not Jewish. Yes, sir. Correct, but if he comes to the Beis Din and he wants to become Jewish, on a halakhic level, technically, his das is no das. But the bottom line is, he came and wanted to become Jewish, so if we can facilitate it, it's undoubtedly a schus for him. That's what he wants. He expressed it as a 10-year-old who has common sense. He wants it, he likes it. Al pi technical halacha, it's not a considered sufficient das, but it's certainly a schus. Let's say a guy is 10 years old, kicking and screaming, no, 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 I love my McDonald's. Well, somebody told me today, last week, someone told me a very frightening prospect. The Gemara says until 13, it's okay because lo tom tama di isura. Someone told me that today, 12-year-olds, male 12-year-olds and female 11-year-olds are being toim tama di isura. They somehow have an early rise in their hormones, Rabbi Sai. And they have their toim tama di isura even before Baron Bas Mitzvah. You can go on the internet and find out if it's true or not. I don't know. But if that would be true, Chalila, then, and he screams out, no, you're going to separate me from my girlfriend. It's harder to separate from my girlfriend than to separate from McDonald's. McDonald's, I can go to some chapanash or something like that. Maybe not exactly as good, but you know. But my girlfriend, you're only 12. Yeah, we're going steady. We're ready. Whatever. How can you say it's a good gayrus? The Mordechai says, it's crazy. It's not a schus. Tom Tama di Sura. I think that in that case, I think everyone would agree with him. What we're dealing with is he's not 12 years old. Maybe he's 12 days old. Or 12 weeks old. Or 6 months old. When we often have the gayrus of a Ger Cotton who's been adopted. So he's neither here nor there. He's not screaming in protest. He's not screaming, I want to do it. He screamed like a six-month-old baby screams. Ah! He wants his bottle, whatever he wants. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Maybe the fact that the parents adopted him, they're sort of like a shluchim. So when they go in front of Beit Din, they say Gairuni.
Very good. Excellent. In our adoption cases, it's not that a Bezin finds a kid somewhere thrown in the street, and they decide to make him Jewish, or they snatch him from a guy's house and decide to make him Jewish. Chalila v'chas, that's what happened when they put the forced baptisms. They snatched Jewish babies and they take them to the river. Once in the river, Kodesh Kadoshim to Yoshka, and you can't get him back for nothing. That's what used to happen in the Middle Ages. Read the history books. Snatching babies, putting them in the, once they're in the water, the holy water, it's over. Really? And you can be Michal Shabbos to prevent this from happening. But it says, Shulchan Aruch and Shiva. Once he's gone, he's gone. You have to stop it before it happens. So we're going to do some things. And if you did it, it would be Chal. It's not completely clear, Abosai. Not completely clear. You know, the truth is, what's his raya? His raya is what? Im kain, negar kol b'neim haktanim. Im yenu chinami. If we wanted to, we could do it. We just don't want to. Why don't we want to? Take a look at the Tosfos again. Kuf Testament Beis. Come on, we were here last week. Kuf Testament Beis. I mean, original Makaros. Ro acha ro, tov le makab le gerim. Says Tosfos Amari. Tahainu hecha shemasiyin oso liz gayer. That you are convincing him to become a ger. Kavachomer, I would say, when you, in effect, force him to become a ger. But enoch anami, maybe it would be chal. Maybe it would be chal. I would have said, Rabosai, it's a kavachomer. If even convincing him is roach haroh, kavachomer, when you do it against his will, I would have said it's a kavachomer. The poshep shah Rabosai is that the Mordechai is saying that if you did it, it's no good, even b'di'evet. Even the b'di'evet. What happened? A case where he didn't say yes and he didn't say no. What's the raya? He says over here, what's the Mordechai's raya? If you'll tell me that it works, we should take all the non-Jewish children and force Megayah them. Which is what we cannot do. Let's go Kasha. Okay. Don't take all their children. Take all their infants. You ever been in a hospital recently these days? They have such tight security because of infant snatching. You ever see what's going on? It's locked, double locked, triple locked with bracelets and all kinds of security devices. The people are snatching infants. So, before they had the good security, we should say, not the guy or call Taneim, but all their tiny little infants. Apparently that won't work either. That won't work either. Apparently the fact that we have the institution of adoption means we don't accept the Mordechai. Yes? We will get to that. The short answer is no, but we'll get to the details as we go through the week. Unless to say, that, as you said before, the adoptive parents bring him in. Not just someone who walks in off the street. He walks in with a father and a mother. They're not his biological father and mother, that's for sure. But they are his adoptive father and mother, which may have a separate status. A separate status. Now, how do I know so? Who said so? So, Rabosai, on this Gemara, Ger Kotan Matbilan also, Al Das Bezdin, which the Rif quotes over here, there is a Rashi. Unfortunately, the Rashi is not found in here in the, I thought it would be found in the Rashi's on the side. Right? There's the Rashi on the side, which should comment not only on the Gemara's Yevamos that the Rif quotes, but should also comment on the Gemara's Ksumas, which the Rif quotes. After all, it's supposed to comment on everything which is found in the Rif, but I'm not finding it here, so I'll have to read you the Rashi myself from Ksubis, which unfortunately I cannot show you inside right now. Perhaps the Rush took a look on the Rush Siman Lamed Zayin. I believe he quotes it. Maybe we have some Rashi's there. They have Rashi's on the bottom sometimes. Rush Rabosai Perek Dalid Siman Lamed Zayin. Please turn there. Maybe we'll look in. Kaisine perakame de ksubis. No, no such luck. Quotes the Gemara. Gerkot, I'm going to get a couple of years old as bezin. Shez chusula. Goes through the entire Gemara. But no one is commenting anything in the name of Rashi, for that matter, in the name of anybody. So I'll have to redo the Rashi myself. Again, tomorrow, I hope you'll all have Gemara's ksubis, so we'll be able to see things, see for yourselves. But for the moment, I'll read it to you. An important Rashi. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi. Ger Kotten. Im Ein Lo Av. Oh. He has no father. If he'd have a father, it would be a whole different story. Rashi says, V'imo Avios of this guy. Rashi implies that an Av has some kind of a magical koach, which a mother does not, which itself requires explanation. What does it mean, a father and a mother? They're both parents. Could be that what the mysterious power that Rashi attributes to a father may extend, as you suggested, to an adoptive father. Although that would be a very major stretch. Here we're talking about a biological father. But maybe, just maybe, it extends to an adoptive father. Maybe the only time you require to get caught in a bilos while das bezdin is when there is no father figure. When there's a father figure, perhaps you wouldn't require the bezdin. In which case, even the Mordechai who says that bezdin can't do its magic of a get caught in a bilos das bezdin, zochlan shlobafonim, when we do it against his will, without his will, that only is true if there's no father figure. Perhaps. It's interesting that the Ran in the Sechta Ksubas, and again, if you bring me the Ksubas with the Ran in the back tomorrow so we can all see it inside, the Ran says that when do we do this Bezin magic? Listen carefully. Bo Hatina of Me'atzmo. Good. O Imo Heviyoso. Rashi. Oh. Sha'osu kein bezdin me'atzman mahani. What is me'atzman? He doesn't talk about our case of adoption, because our case of adoption, he couldn't go that me'atzman. He didn't come on his own. He was brought in a little car seat, you know. It didn't come me'atzman. So I'd like to show you a Rambam, which you may or may not have. I have the Rambam in front of me in Hilchos Avodim, but if you have it, it'll be good to see it inside. Just give me a second to look it up. Hilchos Avodim. Here we go. Oh, am I upset. They have the halacha before it. They have the halacha after it. But not the in-between one. It's Perek Ches in Hilchos Avodim, halacha Chof. They have over here halacha yutes halachah eved ben aakam v'kodem ba eved v'tavol b'fnei rabbi l'shem ben choren yotzal lecheres shalom b'fnei rabbi tzar lefarsh v'fichach tzar rabbi the tukva b'mayim. Right, that's the gemara we saw, the tukva b'mayim. Good. I'm going to read you now halacha chof, which at first glance sounds almost incredible. Hilchos Avodim Rabosai Perek Ches halacha chof. Short halacha. Listen carefully. It's three lines. Yisrael shetokaf begoy kota. O shemotza tino goy. Vidbilo l'shem ger. Hareze ger. Whoa. What's he saying? A Yisrael found a goy. What does the word tokaf mean? Huh? You saw the Gemara? Huh? I both say the word tokaf. Let's see the Gemara tokaf. It's always, because when the Rambam uses a word, he got it from somewhere. He didn't make it up on his own. The Rambam had a good command of the Hebrew language, but he picks an unusual word. He takes it from the Gemara. The Gemara over here, Rabosai, says in Masechta Yevamos that the concept exists of an Eved making himself free. and you want to stop that from happening, how do you stop it from happening? Take a look at that. Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the fourth wide line. I showed it to you before. Omar Shmuel V'tzorech L'tokfo B'mayim. What's the case over here? Halokeach Evel Bin Akum V'kodam V'tavu L'shem Ben Chorin Kodam Asa B'necha Ben Chorin. How do you stop it? V'tzorech L'tokfo B'mayim. We read it before in the Rambam. You have to, in order to stop from becoming free, you have to demonstrate your control over him as he goes into the water. So the Rambam uses that word, the tokfo. Let's take a look. Yisrael shetokaf begoy koton. O shemotza tina goy vidbilo l'shem ger. Hareza ger. You get an impression, but this is how he learns pshat in our Gemara. Who said so? The Rav Yosef Karo. Zeh pirish rabbeinu al masha omru b'perikam ad'ksubis. Omru avuna ger koton adbilo noso adaz bezin. What does that mean? According to the Shita Sarama, as the Mishnah explains it, you take a goy against his will, tokaf, right? That's a katan. O motza tinok. A tinok means he found in motza, he found in the street, a foundling. Tinok, you don't have to force him, he's just an infant. Harez again. If this is true, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam is exactly the opposite of the Mordechai. The Mordechai said he has to want. We were medayik in the Mordechai that if he doesn't want either, he's just too little to want or not want, you can't perform the gerus. And the Rambam is saying, not only if he's a tinok who has no wants or not wants, can you do it? Even if he's screaming, no, I don't want it. He's not a tinok, he's a cotton, I don't want it. No, he can still do it against his will. The Rambam seems to be the exact opposite of the Mordechai. So the Lecha Mishnah, how? What's going on? How can the Rambam say it's against the Mordechai? So I saw somebody ask, huh? Rambam came before the Mordechai. We came like the Mordechai. What does this mean? But the Latter Lecha Mishnah asks the question over here. Sounds from the Rambam, yeah, quotes the Kesef Mishnah. He has two questions. First question is, how come he didn't mention Bezin over here? As he mentioned, Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Yisur B'Halacha Zayin. Bezin. Also, what do you mean Tokaf? Tokaf about Korcha Veger? Why? He didn't mean that, says the Rav Yoh, quoted by the Mordechai. Huh? I came before the Mordechai. What? We don't understand what the Lecha Mishnah's question is. But that's what his question is. And some try to defend what the question really is. Fine. Where did he get this from? Make it up. He had to have had a source. So the source is the Mefurash Yerushalmi, which the Ramban quotes over here in Masechta Yevamos. Right over here. The Ramban is right here. An hour sugi. I read you the Ramban. It's on this sugi on daf mem zayin amud beis. It starts. It's the same page. Nun gimel kalam two. That was the first paragraph before. This is the fourth paragraph. Avav Yerushalmi matzasi kolashen as abeperik ha'orim. It's the eighth paragraph of Yevamos Halacha Aleph. Siv v'chol eved ish miknas kesef. Eved ish atamolo al korcho, ben ish ein atamolo bal korcho. Period. Rav Yochanan boy, ha ben katan atmolo al korcho. We just read ben katan atmolo bal korcho. Pirish says the Ramban, tischusulo kedis the b'ksubas afir alaf and alaf. Lo and behold, it's enough in a Yerushalmi. And who makes the link the Yerushalmi to the Bavli? No less an authority than whom? The Ramban, here on our sugya. So the Rambam has a source, and the Ramban, of course, came after the Rambam, but if the Kesef Mishnah links the Rambam's din, which is based upon Yerushalmi, to Ksubas Yud Aleph, he's not the first one. The Ramban made this linkage. That's amazing. It's a schus. Rabosa, I have a big question. I have a major question. Major question. Listen to my question. Let's say I want to give somebody a gift. Let's say we pick someone who's not here today. We'll make him the, who's not here? Who's not here today? Everyone, nice attendance, Baruch Hashem. All right. Shaul's not here. We'll make him the, in his absence, Zochel Lo Shlomo Fanav. We'll make him the name that we're going to use. I like Shaul. It's true. So I want to give him a gift. So let's say I want to give him a watch as a sign of affection. I have a watch. Take up my watch. Yaakov said, Yaakov, pick up this watch. Shaul should be Kona. What's the principle? Who knows what the principle is called? Zochel Lo Shlomo Fanav. Good. We do it. Fine. Tomorrow, Shaul walks in, 9 o'clock in the morning, comes to Beis Medrash, and Yaakov says, Shaul, guess what? What? Here's a watch for you. Watch? I never bought a watch. Yeah, I was zoche for you. You got it as a gift. No, I don't want it. I don't want any gifts. Sone matonos yichye. No gifts. I don't want it. What's the halacha? Does the watch belong to him? Or does the watch bounce back to me? Who knows? Huh? Bounces back to me, for sure. It's a Mefurash Gemara, Baba Basra, Kufla Metches, Savach Mitzchmei Kara. He screamed from the first moment, I don't want the watch. He's not acquiring the watch. So over here, what are you telling me? Zoch Anonim Shlomo Fonov, Rabbi Osai. He's saying over here that it works even against his will. What do you mean? He's saying no. He's screaming no, yes? Ooh, Meridik! Shaul is 20 years old. So if he says no, his no counts. You take a 10-year-old and he says no, his no doesn't count. Yes?
What about the Mordechai? Why does his yes count if the no doesn't count? That he's able to come to the basement to say yes.
Good
is
question.
The whole Mach Bogus based off what?
Good question. So we hold against the Mordechai. I'm not bound to the Mordechai. We're going against the Mordechai. Look, he's saying it works. He says no. For sure, it's against the Mordechai. So the Rambam is against. Is enough for the Yerushalmi? Enough for the Yerushalmi? Now that's a question. But if this is true, gentlemen, we have the problem with a very, very serious issue. The riff. When he quoted the Gemara, omitted the punchline. That's incredible that he did such a thing. He omitted the punchline. The Rif quotes the Gemara, yes, absolutely quotes the Gemara. The Rosh quotes the Gemara too. And the Gemara says, Ger Katan, Van Pilos Vadas Bes, and why? Zoch la Adam, Shalo Befanov. Right? Left out the punchline. Who knows what the punchline is? Rav Yosef, yes. Higdilu yecholim limchos. When they become 13 years old, they can be mocha, they can protest. And the pella is, how is it that the Rif quotes the first line in the Gemara, which tells us that that a ger kotan can have a geirus, and left out, believe it or not, the last time the Gemara, Rav Yosef says, Higdilu Yecholim Limchos. How can you leave it out? It's a pele. It's a chapele. How can you leave out the most important line in the Gemara? We don't fully understand why this is so. This question is raised by the Rosh in Masechet Ksubos. Again, I can't show you things. You don't have the Gemara Ksubos in front of you. It seems to me. Then why didn't the answer to Lechemish's other question? Why didn't he mention Bezdin? He relied on what he said way back when. In Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. Take a look, Rabosai. You all have it in front of you. Take a look. I would like, since I'm limited, you don't have a Ksubis, but you, almost all of you have a Rambam in the back. You have the Amish for Amale. Let's take a look and see what he says. I know it's going out of order, but I want to just show you what I can show you right now. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin. Ger Katan Magbilin Oso Adas Bezin Sheschusi Lo. What did he omit? What did he omit, gentlemen? What did he omit? Huh? Come on. Yichol Limchos. The Magad Mishnah starts screaming and yelling. Why is he omitting it? What do you want from him? He's following the riff. Then he says, Achaz man, I found, but the Rambam does quote it. You know where he quotes it of all places? It's on the Maamar Kamos. In Hilchos Melochim. Hilchos Melochim? Who learns Rambam Yomi over here? How long does it take to get Rambam Yomi from Hilchos Yisurei B and Hilchos Melochim? A couple of years, no? What's he doing? He's leaving the... You learn the Rambam, you're not going to know until 2 years later what Yochel Limchos. Let's read this Rambam. Everyone open up Tilchas Malachim. This you should have here. Tilchas Malachim is the very last halacha. Not here? I don't believe it. It's not here. Okay, tomorrow, Bosai, you should have it with you. We'll put it on the screen. It's better if you have it. Tilchas Malachim. Rambam Tilchas Malachim does say it. We'll have to discuss later what he says and how he says it and why he says it. Fine. Rabosai, we paskin higdili yachol limchos. So the question becomes, why is the svara wrong? Your svara was, so Binyamin svara. Why is Binyamin svara wrong? Binyamin svara said, what he says when he's 10 years old is irrelevant. The answer is, that's when he's 10 years old. Turns 13 and screams and yells. So now is the first time I had an opportunity to really vote with a full deck. And therefore his vote is negative. It's negative. It's negative. The question becomes, why? Because we were in this bar era, both when he's 13, that it's not a schus. That it's not a schus. So then why is he can be mocha? If you're going to tell me it's objectively a schus, no matter what he says, then why is this 13-year-old protest going to be valid? Yes?
It doesn't have anything to do with that. He's saying that it's not a schus, it's just that he just doesn't want it. Meaning, for example, let's say your kid's with the watch, right? It's not that the watch is not a schus to get the watch.
Very good.
It just doesn't want it.
You're saying that even though it is a schus, I don't want it. So the only thing that counts is my response at age 13. What I said at age 10 is irrelevant. It's if I said nothing. I said yes, I said no. Whatever I'm saying has no meaning because I have no ability to express a cogent opinion. Oh. Oh. So now, Rabosai, we have to analyze a number of very critical questions. One. We saw a Rashi. I read you a Rashi. I'm sorry you don't have sperm in front of you. I read you a Rashi which says that if an individual has a father, then you don't need Aldaz Bezdin. So Rashi seemed to imply. Can that fellow be Moche or not? Rabosa, I'm asking you a serious question which may have tremendous ramifications. We said before, we asked according to the Mordechai, how can we possibly do conversions and adoptions nowadays at a young age? And somebody suggested, what do you mean? The father, the adoptive father, doesn't have a father. If the adoptive father doesn't have a father, that's another question. Can there be a Malchot age 13 or not? Maybe not. Ger Kotten Adbimot Az Bezdin says Rashi, there's no father. If there's a father in the picture, you get an impression there's no Az Bezdin, it's not necessary. And perhaps, therefore, we say in Yechol Nifnos. Maybe you can't protest, yes?
So Rashi disagrees with that, I think. And also, it seems like from the Gemara that Amar Rabbi Yosef is coming right off the fact that we just said that the parents are there with him.
Very good. Very good. So we're going to have to see, but that's why everyone's going to have the Gemara Ksubas tomorrow. Based on the Gemara, see the Gemara in Ksubas with the Rashi, have a chance, give a peek at the Tosus Rid on the side. Give a look on the side in Afirab. It says something very, very important. And suffice it to say, that this question of the Mordechai and the Ran that we already spoke about, the Mordechai here in Yevamos and the Ran in Ksubis, do they argue or don't they argue is a matter of dispute itself. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ran in Hilchas, quotes the Ran in Hilchas Malachim on that Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, which we have to see tomorrow. And in the Beis Yosef, here in Hilchas Ger, Reish Tamaches Yerodea, he quotes the Mordechai. You get the impression that there's no dispute. What does that mean? What does that mean? He holds that the Mordechai says no, only if you force him. And the Ran said yes, when it's mushlach, when you know he doesn't say yes, doesn't say no. That's how Rabbi Yosef Karo seemed to have understood. Whereas the Dake Moshe, the Ramah, in Siman Reish Samaches and Kotan Dal and Yerodea, says no, there's a machlokes between the Mordechai and the Ran. And I believe that he's correct, because we had a diuk before, that according to the Mordechai, you require that he say Gairuni. Not enough that he doesn't say not. Because otherwise, the Mordechai's ad absurdum argument would still apply to all infants. You megayer all the infants in the world. That's my read. So I both say we're out of time. But tomorrow, again, if you bring the Gemara and Ksubas with the Mefarshim in the back, it'll be very helpful as we, and the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim, it'll be very helpful to march through the sugya of Ger Kot might be the Oswald Dad's best. Okay. We'll daven mincha after the minyan. Who wants to daven mincha? Okay, a big minyan. Baruch Hashem. Okay.